sexual life of the camel is more complex than anyone thinks. In a moment of amorous passion, he decided to booger the Sphinx. Now the Sphinx's posterior organs are blocked by the sands of the Nile, which accounts for the hump on the camel and the Sphinx's inscrutable smile. And there's a second verse to it that I don't recall right off the top of my head, but oh, why can't the boys down at Harvard do the same as the boys up at Yale and successfully bugger the hedgehog by removing the quills from his tail? That's the second half of the second verse, and I don't remember the first part of it.